Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
For us, golf is simple. It's a chance to get out and have some fun with our friends. But inevitably, little things have a way of ruining it. The group ahead is taking forever, you can't find the fairway with a map, and the bev cart is nowhere to be found. And the best way to make a bad day better is Fireball Whiskey. You get their nips, the little shooters. They are great. Makes bad day way, way, way better. Make sure to grab the new Fireball Birdie Shot Club. It's literally a golf club filled with Fireball nips. Put it in your bag. It'll fit right in that side pocket. Drink Fireball nips and have a great time on the golf course.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. When did cheap plastic disposables with 90s-style graffiti art become the norm? No offense if gaudy pastel is your style, but the Flonk Max Smart embodies a smarter way to vape. The Flonk is sleek and discreet, and the most popular flavors are available nicotine-free and in 2% and 5% strength. A flexible disposable with a smart LED screen, the Flonk churns out 10,000 dense and delicious puffs. Visit MyPod.com and use promo code STOOL for 25% off Flonk vapes.
This is State of Emergency.
Let's go get them, Judge!
What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rhea and Fran giving you that Friday energy on a Monday. Hopefully everyone had an amazing weekend and your Monday is filled with Friday energy. We'll get all into that, but first...
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
It is Monday. And super exciting day. Bachelor finale.
Bachelor finale day.
The day.
We're not in LA.
We are not in LA. So what happened was we were invited to the finale. People were like, I'm going to take this up. Robert Mills could not have been more accommodating. He invited us to the finale. We were going to go. All seven of us were going to go. And just logistically, you can't have your phone during the show. And it's hard. We love to do social, like tweeting videos, cutting stems, like everything logistically. We'd be leaving you guys with basically nothing. So
it's funny. People were like, we don't care. Go anyway. I was like, fair, but yeah.
Right. But we thought about how we're not going to be giving anything to our listeners if we go there. So we're like, it's better if we just stay back, but we're all going to be watching together in person.
Yeah.
Cutting Stems will be live in person, which is always so much fun. And yes, that's it. That's all I have to say about that.
Moment of truth.
People are right. I should have called it a rumor, not a spoiler.
Yeah.
I
didn't hear that.
It was a pretty valid criticism. I should have called it a rumor, not a spoiler.
Right.
So I will rephrase the rumor.
Spoiler kind of entails that it does happen. Just
that
nobody
knows. Right. That I know for a fact.
Yeah.
I do not know if this is true. Once again, I've said it many times before.
Yeah.
People are upset. People are happy.
Rhea's dressing up like a clown if she's wrong on Cutting Stems tonight.
I have bought clown attire, and if I am not somewhat correct, I will be dressing clown attire for Cutting Stems. And yeah, I revealed it to the public, and I passed on the information that I heard. And then I felt really... I don't know how I felt after. I was like, man, I should have just... not that I should have kept it in, because people were like, I really want to hear. Yeah. So I was kind of just like, our listeners want to hear. I'm going to tell them.
Yeah.
But then I was like, what if this is not true? But it's fine.
They wanted to hear.
No, I know. No, there's no harm. It's not like anybody did anything bad. It's whatever. So that's that. It'll be very fun regardless. If it's wrong, then I'm dressed as a clown and that'll be funny. Yeah. And if it's right... Well, gosh darn! I feel like
if it's right, we'll never hear the end of it from you.
No, I will not, because I have said many times that I don't know if it's true. So who am I to then be like, I told you so? I've said I don't know if it's true. I'll just be more like, wow, I'll be shocked myself. I'll be like, wow, it really was true. Not like an I told you so, because I didn't tell you so. I said I didn't know.
Yeah, I'm excited to finally find out. So looking forward to it.
Yeah, it'll be a good night. Great weekend had by all.
Good weekend.
I was with you guys. That was fun.
Yeah, we had a good fun Saturday.
We did have a fun Saturday. Really hungover Sunday.
Yeah, I had to like force myself to go outside on Sunday because it was so nice out. I was like, I need to leave my apartment. It didn't happen until like 4:35 o'clock, but I made it.
The best thing that I did was I scheduled a facial on Sunday for 3 p.m. So I had to get up and go to that.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, I should schedule a facial for every day I know that I'm going to be hungover because what she did to me, I was rejuvenated. So nice. She like rubbed these ice thing on my face. It was amazing. Ugh. And then I went on an hour long walk after that. Like that's how rejuvenated I felt. So then I didn't feel so bad, but I did not wake up feeling good at all.
No, definitely. I fell asleep on the couch.
Yeah. But we had a fun time.
Makeup on.
Great night had by all.
It was very fun. Very good. We can talk about it more towards the end of the week when we have our television discussion, but some great TV moments. The new Love is Blind season has been giving some absolutely ridiculous moments. I watched all of them.
Same.
And Succession is back.
I mean, I know that we have to save it, but dynamite at first
top,
episode.
Top notch. I was LOLing.
So good. Yeah. So funny.
Yep.
Fantastic first episode. Yeah. Maybe my favorite first episode of Succession new season. Like, it was awesome.
Yeah.
I have chills.
It did kind of pick up, like, moving.
Yeah.
Even though nothing big, like, really happened, it was just, like, pieces. They were setting up for...
Should you save it? I did see people being like, I want you guys to recap.
Well, we'll go fully for the weekly watch report because that's why you guys want to do the week, or Noah wanted to do the weekly watch report.
Point your finger over there.
I'm pointing my finger over there because usually I would just talk about it, but now we got to save it or else we're not going to have anything to talk about on the weekly watch report.
I guess.
You know? So, but it was really good. And I just want to say that I was laughing so hard, the roast session.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like sometimes you think when you watch a show, you're like, how can it be as funny as the last season?
Yeah.
How could it be, you know? Because that happens with most shows where they, like, hit a peak and then it kind of goes down.
This...
Just as funny, if not funnier than the last season.
It's funny
because
it almost seemed like Greg and Tom's roles, like, were reversed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Greg was acting like Tom, I felt.
Greg was a little more loosey-goosey. It was very funny.
Tom was cracking me up, too. They are very funny.
I'm team Logan. I'm team Logan.
Oh, I think I am too just because Tom and Greg.
Yes, that's what I said last night.
On that side.
I'm team Logan just because I love Tom and Greg so much that I'm rooting for them because they're so funny.
The Logan's like employee, like Frank and Kyle, like they also crack me up too. Yeah. So it's just, it was very, very good. Very good.
What
top
did that guy
notch
say? He's
episode.
Like, you're a hard nut or something. Like,
you crazy old nut.
Yeah.
There were some really good lines in that.
No, there were some really good ones. Disgusting Brothers is trending on Twitter.
It's amazing.
That's
I mean,
a phenomenal line.
Everything about last night's episode.
Yeah, it was really good.
Because I feel like with Succession, it always starts off slow. And then mid-season, you're like, all right, it's picking up.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
No, I was. And honestly, it felt like there were so many good one-liners in that episode that I like want to go back and watch again because there really were a lot.
I said this because you're watching and just like the way they talk is so vulgar.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how come it's funny when they say it, but when I say it, it's a problem? You know?
Say what, though?
Just like Logan's like, you cunt. And I'm like, how come when I say that, it's an issue, but he could say it, you know?
Because he's
But it's funny.
Rich.
It's funny, yeah. I just need to become like
a billionaire.
And then I could talk like that.
No, I'm dying to know where the house that they filmed in LA is apparently worth like $80 million, the one that kids were all in. But like where the Pierce family was, where they filmed, I was like, where the fuck is that? Like they just got on a plane and went somewhere. But like I don't think they said where they were going. But then they're just at this beautiful like mansion villa, like, but there was like palm tree. I was trying to pick because we're like, is it Napa? Like, where did they go? Just because it looked like there was vineyards, but then I was like, did they just fucking go to Europe? Like,
I'm not really sure.
It must be
sure
nice to be
that.
Rich enough where you can just fly anywhere at any second.
Yeah, they were like, let's just hop on a plane.
They were like, let's just go talk to Nan. It is good. I'm very excited.
I know we keep saying we're going to save it, but like...
We got to get Nicholas Braun
on
the show.
Man, Shiv really just fucked Tom, and I don't feel bad for her at all. Like, when she's like crying about Tom, oh, Tom, your fucking model is this. Shiv, you wanted to fuck people the entire... Really, you were cheating on Tom, so what... You know?
Yeah.
Tom loved Shiv. Shiv did not love Tom. Anyways.
Tom's time to shine.
It is. All right. Well, we're going to get into the rest of the episode. We have Justin Sylvester from E! Coming on. We're going to talk about all the topics. Emily Ratajkowski and Harry Styles making out in Tokyo. Selena Gomez and Hailey Bieber both speak up on Instagram about the hate that has been going on online. Reese Witherspoon and her husband, Jim, are getting a divorce. Kate Bosworth and Justin Long are engaged. So on the opposite side of that. And we've been following along with the Gwyneth Paltrow ski trip debacle. Gwyneth has been in court. The trial's going on, and it's interesting. The clips that are coming out are interesting.
It's just A-plus moments.
Anytime we could watch a celebrity in court, like, you know, this was deeper, but Johnny Depp, Amber Heard.
Yeah, this one's almost more fun because it's not that intense.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Which makes it a little bit funnier.
Well, the doctor is claiming that he's had some very, very serious health
issues. Oh, yeah, I'm sure that they're lying.
He's trying to get
that bag.
Yeah, he had certain issues, but yeah, no, 100%. Yeah.
They're milking it.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into it. And we also have a great game of trivia.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
All right, everyone, we are here with a very special guest. We are joined by the lovely Justin Sylvester from E!, the host of E! News. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you guys for having me.
How are you doing?
After seeing this setup, I'm mad that I'm on TV and not podcasting here. I mean, y'all have some cute dudes who work in this office.
You would have fun here.
You would. Well, it's like the grass is always greener, right? I'm like, damn, wouldn't it be nice to have E's hair and makeup every day?
It would be. It actually is really nice. Yes. There are a lot of perks to working at E, but... You guys have a full bar upon entry with all kinds of options. So
we're having a little beverage.
We're having a little beverage right now. I'm excited.
Yeah.
This is great. I also like the freedom.
Yeah.
There is a lot of freedom. You can do whatever you want. If you say you want to do a podcast, you can do a podcast. If you come up with a random idea, you could do that one day too. Like, you really can do whatever you want.
No, yeah. And I love that. You know, working at E, it's not, A, you work for NBC, so it's a little bit different, but celebrities watch the show. And when I was on Daily Pop especially, like, the amount of people who were like, hey, saw your show the other day. Can we talk about what you said? I'm like, sure. Grab a drink. Let's do it. So it's like really, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
It really is.
And I love what you do because not only are you hosting the show, but you do give your opinions, which I appreciate because I feel like years ago, when you would like watch E! News, you would just be getting facts.
Yes.
But like you throw in your opinion.
You get a little flavor. And I think more on Daily Pop, it was 90% opinion, 10%, you know, facts and set up.
Right.
And the show's kind of switched it a little bit. But what I love about E! News is it's the show you can watch without watching. So, like, let's say you're trying to fall asleep, but you want to know what's going on today. It is a quick 31 minutes, and she will have you in and out and ready to talk at the water cooler the next day. So you know what's going on.
Yeah.
Well, I always tell people, if your aunt wants to be involved in pop culture and she wants to ask you everything, just tell her to watch E! News at 11 p.m. Yeah. Like, just watch it.
Yeah, yeah. How did you feel when all the shows kind of went through their change up? Like, things kind of shifted. Now E! News is back. Like,
it's an odd feeling Because obviously, if you're in entertainment reporting or entertainment newscaster, E! News is kind of sort of the equivalent of what Victoria's Secret was like for models back in the day.
Right.
Like, you only wanted to be a Victoria. That was your goal. Mm-hmm,
right.
Was to be a Victoria's Secret angel back in the cut. And when I was growing up, if you were an MTV VJ, which you guys are probably too young to even know what that means, or being an E! News host. Yeah. Like, that was like the holy grail. So when I got Daily Pop, it was new, it was fun, it was kind of sort of like my first child. I really got to grow with that show from day one. So by the time it ended, it was like I was letting my 5-year-old go to kindergarten without me. And it was really sad. But when I got E! News, it was a blessing in the skies because it was always the dream.
Yeah.
I just never thought it would ever happen because, you know, I had an executive tell me, who doesn't work there anymore, like, don't even think about E! News.
Yeah.
Like, you're not, it's not your thing. It will never be your thing. So don't even think about E! News. So I honestly put my heart and soul into Daily Pop and then the podcast just as it.
Yeah. And look what's happened now.
Look what's happened now.
Here you are, the host.
I'm the host. With a cheetah girl.
Yeah.
/ 3LW / Emmy award winning talk show host. Like, yeah. Adrian Bailon. Come on, y'all.
It's crazy. I love it. I know. And we're close with Kelty Knight, who I know you guys also love work her. With for a lot of the E! Stuff as well. She's fantastic.
I love Kelty because I think we've been featured maybe twice now on the new setup of E! News. Mm-hmm. And she'll like DM me and be like, you guys are on tonight. And I'm like, yes, Kelty. She's like, I see your guys' name on there. Yeah. I'm like, we made it.
But that's what I love about the new show.
And then I tell
show.
My parents, I'm like, you got to tune into E! News 11 o'clock tonight.
Yeah. No, it's real shit. And I tell people all the time, like, you know, we are the one brand that looks at every form of media. And you guys are popping and you're hitting and you're breaking things. And you're talking about, you know, things that we need to know. So I'm proud that our show is not like, oh, that's a podcast. We don't do that. We're E! News. No, we're E! News. These girls are popping. Let's do it. Let's go with it.
Well, we appreciate that. And honestly, everything's always evolving. Like, that's what I love about that is, like, there's not just one way to get the information now. It's not just TMZ posted something or People posted something. It's podcasts. Everywhere. A lot of interviews. People are always doing podcasts now.
Well, you know what also is very interesting is I kind of think Instagram kind of screwed up the glory of the news cycle. Mm. Because, like, back in the day, if something happened with a celebrity and there was a rumor, the rumor would come out and people would say allegedly and this. And then the next day, it would be almost like, oh, you're going to give the second part of the rumor. And then by day 5, the celebrity would then give a statement or an interview. So it really relied on us. And now with Instagram and with TikTok, you have celebrities going on quickly and saying, oh, by the way, that didn't happen. I wasn't there. Yada, yada, yada. Yeah. So it kind of hurt us for a minute, but I think it's coming back. I think it's coming back to celebrities wanting to tell their sides of the stories and having podcasts like this is kind of the place they go because it's long form. It's no harm. No one's trying to get you. No. You know what I mean? Like, come sit in here. Yep. And I know you're telling me 60% lies, but I'm going to let you tell them. We'll listen anyway. Yeah, we'll listen anyway. Yeah.
And I also feel like, you know, people can put out the quick TikTok or Instagram story, but the way we live now is everyone wants more, right? So if a celebrity puts up a 30-second Instagram story, people are like, but what about this? And what about that? So even if they're doing that, you still want more from them. That's not going to satisfy the viewer. Like, everyone 100. Always wants more. So I think there's room for everything. And we're going to dive into all the topics from this weekend because people just decided that Friday, they were going to put out
Friday,
all the news.
Everything just popped off.
They were like, we don't care about the middle of the week anymore. We're just going to put it on Friday. And they thought we'd forget this weekend, but we didn't.
Well, you know why they put it out this weekend, right? Do you guys know?
Why?
Well, have you guys figured it out?
Well, they think it's going to die down.
Well, not only that, but so celebrities put out things on Thursdays or Fridays because, yes, the weekend will kill it.
Yeah.
But also, if you know that a big celebrity is getting divorced, anytime a celebrity announces a divorce, if you have some shit to unpack, you put it right behind it, because you know that Page Six and every Daily Mail is going to be busy talking about the 17 articles that they're going to write on Reese Witherspoon and her husband Jim Todd. So you always stuff something right at that moment.
That's what seemed like happened this weekend, because it was like one thing led to another. It was Hailey Bieber and Selena, then it was the divorce, everything. But we're going to start off with what I think is the biggest thing that happened this weekend, and what everybody's talking about is Emily Ratajkowski and Harry Styles were spotted making out in Tokyo.
Sloppily
making out.
Yes.
And I'm just going to jump in quick and say I'm not to judge about the sloppy making out, because that's what I was doing with my boyfriend all Saturday night.
By the way, if we're making out and it's not sloppy, 9 times out of 10, I'm not coming back again.
Yeah. Okay. Like I had a thought after this weekend. I was like, you know what? Who am I to judge?
No one.
Oh, I'm. The sloppiness wasn't as much for me as that it was just jarring to see Harry in that way, and not in that way, but like we've never seen him like making out with anybody.
Yeah.
There's like even when he was with Olivia Wilde for so long, it wasn't like, oh, here's a video of him and Olivia Wilde making out on a date. He's never shown that level of PDA. And so it was like, whoa.
Well, Emily was also, I mean, sorry, Olivia Wilde and him were also under weird circumstances. She was going through a breakup / divorce and a custody scenario. Not divorce, but just breaking up her family and doing
long
that whole thing.
Relationship. It almost seems like a divorce.
Yeah. So, you know, she had to be respectful of the scenario. She was also the director of his movie. So she had to see her. Like, it wasn't like she was some actress.
Yeah.
So you have to, when you're in that upper echelon of Hollywood, you gotta show some decorum. Okay. But with Imrata, who was his...
She's making out with everybody.
Honey, it was his celebrity crush. He said like in 2014 that it was like the one. So if I got a chance to make out with my celebrity crush, you better believe I will be on the side of that van acting like no one is watching.
Yeah. That's how I took... I mean, at first when you see it, you're like, whoa, what? You're like Emily Ratajkowski and Harry Styles. Like, what? You're just shocked because with Emily Ratajkowski and Harry Styles both... For the past year, I would say, or a few months, people have been on the edge of their seat waiting to see who they're dating next. Both of them specifically.
Yeah.
So it's like when you put the two people that everyone's waiting who they're dating next together, people are going to freak out. And I think people are mad. I think it comes also from a jealous place where it's like Emily Ratajkowski was with Pete Davidson. Everyone wants Pete Davidson. Then Eric Andre, very funny guy. Then Harry Styles. Like her roster, she's hitting them all.
There's some Brad Pitt rumors.
She is the white Lori Harvey. Okay? She is literally the white Lori Harvey. Or the John Mayer, where you're like, all right, you're getting it. Like,
she wants him, she gets him.
She wants him, she gets him. And it's fun. Like, she's a young girl.
Yeah.
She's 31, I think, or 34.
Yeah, she's
like,
young.
She's young. She just got out of a marriage herself. And this is what you should be doing
if
31. You're young and hot in a size zero.
Yeah.
Now, there were rumors that I think have been debunked at this point that Dumois posted that Olivia Wilde, Harry Styles, and Emily Ratajkowski had a threesome at some point.
Girl.
That apparently is not true.
Girl.
And that apparently, this is all coming from Dumois. I don't know if this is true.
Yeah.
That Olivia Wilde is now upset because there's videos that are resurfacing of Emily Ratajkowski and Olivia Wilde at Harry's show. Harry's show in Paris from 2022. And she's like, I thought, you know, well, apparently she thought they were friends, whatever. I'm thinking if Emily Ratajkowski's got a chance to be with Harry Styles, she's taking that chance.
Yeah.
Yes. And 100%. Let me let you know something. And if the tables were turned, I'm pretty sure that she would have taken the chance as well if she was in Imrata's shoes.
Yep.
And here's the jam. Celebrities don't hang out with each other because they want to hang out with each other. They hang out with each other because they're in the same VIP group. And like I tell my friends all the time, if you met a guy and you said hello and it didn't work out, you have 90 days to put your stake in the ground. And if you haven't figured it out in 90 days, it's up for grabs
because
it's a small pool.
Yeah.
Celebrities date celebrities because it's easy. They can trust them. And they also know it's a safe place.
Yeah.
Which is why they always stay with each other. That and clout. But
for the most part, they have to be cordial for the most part or else there's a huge feud.
Yes. Yes. But I get it. And if I was Olivia Wilde, I would be upset too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would be hella upset if I had that man in my hands and he slipped away.
And now it's like, I know people were like, why would she, in Tokyo. He's doing shows. He's on tour. He's doing shows in Tokyo. And if you're in her, it's the same kind of thing. If you're in her shoes and he's like, hey, if you can make it to Tokyo, I'm here. Like, I am on the next flight to Tokyo.
She's dropping her baby off at the babysitter and she is running to Tokyo.
The next flight to Tokyo.
Not only am I dropping that baby off to the babysitter, I'm dropping off a Goyard bag as a gift because I might not be home because I might have to go to China. I might have to go to Berlin. Like, I'm going to go with this man.
I'm going on tour.
Yes, I'm going on tour, okay? Tell that baby Sylvester mommy loves him. Yeah. That's also the beauty of, and I tell my friends this all the time, and I sent this to a friend of mine who recently went through a divorce. She's a single mom, and she was like, who's going to want to date me? Like, what am I going to do? Like, how am I going to have a life? And she was bitching and complaining about her kids spending time with her husband, you know, and she was like, well, what am I going to do, you know, on those weeks when I don't have him? And I sent this, and I said, I'm going to send this with no comment. Just read them and weep. This is what you're going to do. Yeah. You're going to go have a good time and make out against a minivan in Japan.
Yeah, because what do you think he's doing when he doesn't have the kid?
Right?
He's with somebody else. You know he's having fun too.
You know what I also loved was John Legend reshared the video of them making out because his song's playing in the background. So it's just like John Legend posted like a full Instagram reel being like, good job, guys.
Do your thing. And the funny thing, have you ever been to Japan?
No.
Japan, like, you would feel like you're a minority in Japan. Mm-hmm. Trust me. Like, you feel it. You see it. Like, you don't blend in. So for the two of them to think they were just blending in really quickly, like, I feel like there was a tourist there who just put the song on for them. They were like, you know what? You guys, y'all need a little music. Y'all need a little music.
There's that other clip. They're dancing. Well, right. They're talking.
I mean, they looked like they were having a good-ass time. Yeah. And they were probably, I don't know, maybe feeling them tipsy a little bit, whatever it was. They're having a good time. They don't care who's watching. But at the same time, like you just mentioned, like, you are standing out, but when you're there, you think nobody can see me. Nobody knows who I am here.
Everyone.
They're too famous. Everybody knows who you are everywhere.
But that's when you just don't care.
Yeah. I'm happy. I'm on the side of like, you guys do you if you want to sloppily make out in public, because you're only making it normal for us.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you're only making me feel normal for doing it.
1000%.
And it's funny because everyone jokes. It's like, oh, who's you gonna go out with next? Harry Styles? Like, oh, who's Harry Styles gonna go out with next? Emily Ratajkowski?
I think I literally made that joke. I think I literally said that on one of the podcasts, and I'm gonna have to go back and find it because I feel like I said something about the two of them together.
Yeah. Now, personally, for me, you know, I did feel waves of extreme jealousy when I first saw it, only because she's not like she's stunning. She's gorgeous. She's beautiful. She's not my cup of tea. Like, just some of the things sometimes that she shares. And I'm like, you know, I don't know if like me and you would mesh. Like, if we went to go get drinks, I don't know if we'd be on the same page.
But by the way, I get you.
Yeah.
But it's also not your lips.
No, it's sure not. Exactly. And that's why I can say, I think that's why everyone was like, why is there such a visceral reaction to this? I'm like, well, it's jealousy.
No, it definitely is jealousy.
Yeah.
And it's also, and it's funny, people get upset about when two celebrities hook up and they're like, I knew this was going to happen. You have to realize that if you start a thing and it's become a trending topic and then celebrities see it, sometimes they'll share it with one another, or their publicists will say, oh my God, maybe we should hook our clients up. Mm. And that's how they actually get together. So if everybody on the internet would shut their mouths up and let Harry be single for 2 seconds, maybe he might be with a normie like ourselves.
I also think, what was I going to say about, when you have a celebrity crush, right, for so many years, like Harry Styles said Emily Ratajkowski was his celebrity crush. Mm-hmm. I feel like, and you, Nick Jonas, right, for you is your celebrity crush. You may think you know his personality. You may not know his personality fully, right? You don't really know him as a person that well.
No.
If you get the chance to hook up with him, you're probably going to do it not really fully knowing their personality because they have been your celebrity crush for 10 plus years. Like, I think that for Harry Styles, he's like, I'm not watching Emily Ratajkowski's podcast clips. I know how she speaks to me, and I like it.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
I like what she looks like.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I had a friend who famously hooked up with a rather famous guy, and it had been her celebrity crush for a very long time. And they met one night out at a club, and they hit it off, and she was like, it's happening. I don't care. I don't care what I have to do. And it ended up happening. And she, at the end of the experience, she hooked up with a guy for a month, said that everything that everyone thinks about this person is the exact opposite. Mm. He's kind of corny. He has no game. Like, there's nothing about him that's sexy, like the way he lives. None of it. None of it.
My God.
Like, she was like, and this is terrible.
Never meet your heroes.
She was like, never meet your heroes. She was like, it was whack. And I'm like, wow. And she every time I see him on a red carpet, like, all I could think about was, damn, you got a whack rating on Yelp from my friend. And it's that way. You meet a celebrity and you're like, oh, you're not the way that I thought you were. And by the way, a lot of celebrities, and I will probably say this about Imrata, a lot of celebrities start acting the way they think people want them to act. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they become activists.
She's like, this is what everyone expects of me, so I'm going to do it.
Yes. Yeah. Or you think I'm this dumb girl who only shows her boobs in videos. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you my smart side, and I'm going to do this enlightening podcast, and I'm going to start. Like, people want to either go in the direction that they think people want them to go in.
Yeah.
Or they do the opposite to prove them wrong.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I agree with that. And I also think, like you mentioned, somebody being the exact opposite, it happens a lot where we watch a lot of reality TV and you judge people based off the one episode you watched where they acted poorly, and then you meet them and they're so nice and you're like, that's just the way it goes. They're probably very nice in person. They're probably very nice to all their friends and their family, whatever. But you see this one little thing and you judge them based off that.
So you're going to meet Raquel and say, oh, no, you were so nice.
We did have Raquel. And
Raquel lied straight.
Raquel, that's a different story. I don't mean like that.
Raquel was in here
Raquel
Wednesday. The news broke Friday. And we go, oh my, she sat in that seat 2 days ago and just talked out of her asshole the entire time.
Wednesday morning, they were here. Wednesday night, Ariana found out. And that's when the Sheena Raquel thing happened. They were in here, left here to go to Watch What Happens Live, and then boom. Yeah. So, and yeah, I won't say that we were like, Raquel was really shaky and nervous. Like, we were like, something was off. Like, she knew.
We felt bad. We were like, oh, I feel bad. She was so nervous doing that interview. And then we were like, oh, wow. Yeah.
Bitch, she was.
Yeah, she was nervous because she thought that we may have heard some information that, man, I wish we would have asked her feelings on Tom Sandoval. Why would I ask that? But I wish we did.
Yeah, exactly. Just wish we did. Man.
All right, let's moving on to Selena Gomez and Hailey Bieber, which has been going on for
months.
Years and months, and this thing is never ending. I really actually want to know your opinion on this because I feel like we have voiced our opinion on it a couple of times, and it's always received with some backlash. But Selena Gomez put on her Instagram story that Hailey Bieber reached out to her saying, you know, she's been getting death threats and negativity, and Selena Gomez doesn't stand for this. It was a quick Instagram story. Then hours go by, Hailey Bieber adds to her Instagram story and says that she spoke to Selena. People need to be more mindful of what they're posting online, including herself, and that they've been trying to navigate how to get through this negativity. Where do you stand on all of the Selena Gomez, Hailey Bieber drama?
That sometimes the stands stand too hard, you know? And unfortunately, and I know you guys have never lived through something like this before because their fans are really young, but what happens in celebrity relationships when you link somebody together so hard, I'm going to give you an example. Brad Pitt was married to Jennifer Aniston. Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt divorced because Brad Pitt met Angelina Jolie and ended up starting not only a life with her, but ended up marrying her at the end. For as long as I can remember, they were always linked together. Angelina Jolie was always the woman who took Brad Pitt away from Jennifer Aniston. Yeah. It was always this narrative that Jennifer Aniston was lonely and she was the victim. Yeah. And really, she moved on. She got married again. She had great relationships. She had John Mayer. Yeah. Like, that woman was like, I am living my best life yeah. with his friend's money. I have moved on. But sometimes the fans can't move on and they don't realize that, yes, you're showing your support for somebody, but every time you drag them back into this, Selena Gomez has to relive this whole thing again. And, like, she's moved on with her life.
Mm-hmm. Fully agree with this.
You know, I do think, however, you always, as a celebrity, have to be mindful of what you post. And you always have to think about, are people going to take this the wrong way? Mm-hmm. For instance, if Kyle Richards is in season and she is having beef with someone at the time, I sometimes have to be like, oh, maybe not use this caption because people are going to interpret it as I'm taking sides
yeah.
for her.
Right.
And that's just like a small way of thinking about it. But I think with Hailey and with Selena, it's on a whole yeah. different level because the internet will take crumbs and make a cake out of it. And then it becomes full-blown stories.
Yeah.
To where these two people who probably don't want to have to say each other's names have to post about not getting death threats
yeah.
and being nasty to each other online.
Yeah, it's crazy. And Justine Skye, Hailey Bieber's one of her best friends, posted on Twitter on Friday. Also, you know, she wrote this whole long thing that is just getting out of hand. And like for her life, and she posted screenshots of maybe somebody leaked her phone number. Something happened where like the stans got a hold of her personal information. And she posted screenshots of these messages that she was receiving just as Hailey's friend. And they were so crazy right. and over the top and like, I hope you die. Like all this, like it's reached a whole level of extreme that it's like, how did it get to this point? Right. Like how do these, the Selena stans just cannot let this go? And maybe Hailey's made some mistakes, but like everybody makes mistakes. Let's yeah. move on.
I do think it's very important to say like, there have been some petty,
100%.
There's been some pettiness, probably from both sides yes. as well. 100%. Like I will say, there's been like a, you know, because I'm petty LaBelle, yeah. okay. I am petty Crocker, bitch. I'm yeah. a Scorpio, and I know petty because I do petty
yeah.
when I need to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so yeah. when I know, like when I see some petty, I can recognize some petty game, and a lot of times people think it's fun and it's like, no harm, no foul. Like, this is just going to, we're going to be petty for 2 seconds. But then it blows up into something like yeah. this.
I feel like you, I mean, I don't know about you, but like, if I've ever been petty in the past, I end up feeling bad about it after because I'm like, that was only, like you said, you think it's harmless and then people can hold on to it. With Hailey and Selena, I think at first, when this first blew up with the eyebrow thing with Kylie Jenner, we were like, they can't be dumb enough to post something like this, right? Right. But then as more things start clicking, I'm like, all right, maybe they were being petty. Maybe they were doing that. There was a back and forth. And I think Hailey Bieber was definitely wrong in some ways. And she tried. I think a lot of times celebrities try to act like holier than thou all the time. And they're like, I would never do that. And I would never do this. And it's like, you're a human being. Everyone could be petty. Everyone could be mean. Everyone goes through these stages.
Yeah.
But I think what's confusing is all the people who are upset about Hailey Bieber and Kylie Jenner and calling them mean girls are only being 100 times more mean, being like, you should die, saying like horrifically racist things to Justine Skye and her messages. And you're just like, what is fighting that with this? It's not adding up.
That's why I've gotten off of Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've not been on Twitter since the pandemic. And it was because people feel like Twitter is that place where you can go and say the nastiest, vilest things. And what happens is once one person gets 15 minutes of fame for saying something nasty, which we've seen in the past, mm-hmm. where a celebrity will comment on something or subtweet someone.
Right.
And all of a sudden it's like, oh, that nasty tweet I had, you know, Selena Gomez, you know, retweeted it and said right. not to do that. All of a sudden, now you've, it's like a Furby.
Right.
You've a gremlin. You've watered one and now 25 more have popped up and now they want that 15 minutes. So you have to be really careful. And with social media too, I've seen people lose jobs over tweets.
Yeah.
Like normal people.
Yeah.
I've seen normal people lose careers and lose jobs over tweets that they thought were harmless, but were racist or were, you know, just terrible.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And I know a lot of people have kind of brought Justin into this discussion now because it feels like it's gotten to the point where people are like, if this is so bad and Haley is reaching out to Selena, why doesn't Justin say anything?
By the way, if I were him, and I wouldn't say shit either. I would not.
I do kind of think it is a lose-lose for him.
I think so too, because
if
he says anything, then the Selena fans are like, "We hate your wife."
I don't think Justin articulates his words well online.
No, I think we've seen it in the past. No. I don't think he does it well. So I think he's better off just because people are like, why isn't he sticking up for his wife? What's he supposed to do? Say something about his wife and then people are like, why are you hating on Selena Gomez? People at the end of the day, they need to stop the narrative that Justin and Selena belong together. They don't want to be together.
No.
They don't.
No.
Justin moved on. He married Haley. I don't think Selena Gomez wants to be with Justin Bieber after he did all that to her.
No.
If I was her, I wouldn't want to be with him. I'd be like, fuck him. He's with her. I'm moving on. But then, like you said, they bring it up and then Selena has to go through the whole thing again of, yep, all this happened between us.
And they both have to go through it.
Yeah.
Haley and Selena both have to go through it. I think Justin Bieber has been working on centering himself, getting his health and his life back in order. And he's done such a great job of it that I think getting in the fray of this would bring him 5 steps back.
Right.
And again, power to him because he's really turned his shit around in the last 5 years and done it so well. And I'm highly impressed with him. And I'm not messing up my piece to go get involved in some 25-year-old girl, bullshit on the internet.
What do you think about Selena saying Haley reached out to me? Because I saw a lot of conversation about that, where do you think she could have just said, hey guys, we're seeing the hate, stop it? Or do you think it's good that she said Haley reached out to me?
You know what? I think it's, if it is what it is, say it.
Say what happened. Yeah.
Because obviously somebody had to reach out first.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And again, petty is as petty does. Like, if Haley reached out, that's fine. But again, that's the thing. We pick apart all these things whenever we should be focusing on the fact that these two women talked and are fine with one another. And they want to move on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which we saw months ago with the pictures.
I know.
And people still.
It's going to be the Angelina Jolie. By the way, we're still talking about it. Even though Angelina and Brad, everybody's now like, Jennifer Aniston needs to get back with Brad Pitt. And it's like, no, bitch. Like
they don't want to be together.
No.
Just let them not want to be together. It's okay.
Let them not
want
to be together. Yes.
And through all this, Selena Gomez also hit 400 million Instagram followers, which is absolutely beyond that is an insane made up number, which is crazy.
Right.
But I saw one tweet that did really make me laugh. It was that Selena and Haley followed each other on Instagram and it was just a screenshot of them following each other. And the person just wrote like, this is my Treaty of Versailles.
Seriously. Like,
oh God. How badly do you think they did not want to follow each other though?
And I think
like there is no way. There's no way.
I think Haley liked the post about Selena hitting 400 million followers.
There is no way either of them want to follow each other. Let's be honest.
Here's
they
the
don't
why
want
would
to see
you
each other
follow
shit.
Your husband's ex-girlfriend?
Why would you want to follow your ex's wife?
Because you have to. That's what
they probably
internet.
Muted each other immediately.
Oh.
They followed, went immediately to the three dots, and they're like, mute story, mute post,
mute it all,
mute everything,
mute it all. Because guess what? I don't care about my ex. I really don't. He gained a shit ton of weight. He's still drinking. He looks horrible. And I don't want to see him.
Yeah.
And I don't want to see his new man. And I don't care.
Yeah.
I like them.
And people might say that means you do care. But I think that really means you don't care. Like, I could not care and also not want to see you.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, you don't exist to me anymore.
100%. And by the way, I don't know what the feeling would be like if that person came back in my life or I had to see them all the time, I don't know what that feeling would be like. I just know I don't want to take the chance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. So they're, they're definitely seized. What it's, and it sucks too, because if something were to happen again where the, like, the TikTokers are like, well, Selena posted this and then Haley posted this, people would be like, well, they follow each other now, so they, like, you, there's no, like,
but this is the problem. This is the problem with the internet. There are always going to be those moments, because people will find things from 2008 to use against them in 2023.
Yep. Yeah. I like them both at the end of the day. So,
you know, it's,
and I can see both.
1,000%.
Yeah. People always think it has to be right, like black or white. I think it's like you can see kind of down the middle with this situation.
100%.
I know.
But people want to, and whatever.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Moving on, Reese Witherspoon divorce, which, thinking back, we had Ashton Kutcher in here, and he brought up his text messages from Mila Kunis to him about Reese and Ashton on the red carpet, and she was like, me and Jim won't care, like, you guys are fine to post together, put your arms around each other. And I'm like, yeah, no shit, Jim didn't care. They were in the process of getting a divorce. Like, apparently this has been going on for years now. They've been separating their assets.
Yeah. But Jim's also like, Jim knows what time it is. Like, he's an agent. Yeah. He gets like the whole scenario. It seems like this divorce is going to be easy.
Yeah.
It's going to be drama free.
And it really was a Friday at like 3 p.m. Like, statement, we're getting divorced. No hoopla. No, like, nothing bad happened. Just, that's it.
But they normally happen on a 4-day weekend. This is why it was weird. There's something else happening, something else dropping. Because normally it would happen on a 4-day weekend where, you know, like, you'd have Monday off.
They could have waited for like Memorial Day weekend. Yeah. They just couldn't get there.
Yeah, they couldn't get there.
Easter Sunday. We are getting divorced and we have to let everybody
Easter
know.
100%. Yeah.
But Coachella weekend.
Yes.
Easter Sunday.
Exactly.
Coachella weekend would have been great. Exactly. Nobody would have cared at all. I mean, still don't care, you know? Like,
yeah.
She was like, Kanye's coming back on Twitter. Let's go ahead and just drop this right now.
Yeah. Totally forgot that happened.
Because it was mild.
I mean, him saying that he was back to liking Jewish people because of 21 Jump Street.
Like,
you just got to throw your hands up in the air and go, this guy. Like, this man. Just
absolutely ridiculous. The positive side of, there's always like, and it goes both ways. I feel like anytime somebody gets divorced, like, it's like, what do they say? Like,
you give one, you take one.
Yeah, like, the butterfly effect. It's like, oh, now Kate Bosworth, Justin Long, they got engaged. It's like a
100%.
One love prevails.
Yeah. But honestly, I tell this to everybody, especially with celebrity divorces, and also my friends who are going through divorces. But if you had a business that lasted for 12 years. That you made a beautiful kid out of, or you made businesses out of, and it was great for 12 years, that's a win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
10 years is a win. 5 years married is a win. Like, I think you look at it as a win, and you look at this relationship with these people. She was an actress when she first started, when they married. He was a Hollywood agent. She's built a media company that she sold for $900 million and is expanding and expanding and expanding. And he was a part of that whole process.
And her company's making everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
And I think through that, I'm a different person from when I started my career 6 years ago. Mm. And I could only imagine that my relationship would either, you know, be hurt or be better from it. Mm. But a lot of times when you grow as a person, sometimes you don't grow in your relationship. Sometimes you just grow out of it. And I think it's mature to look at your partner and be like, we're roommates and business partners. There's nothing romantic here. Like, let's call it a day before we resent one another, you know?
Yeah, totally. And Justin Long, we love. He's been on a guest on our show a couple times, and he's just like an absolute delight. And him, I mean, he, Kate Bosworth, I feel like this is the perfect guy for her. I feel like he worships her. She is stunning. Like, they just seem so cute. All their Oscars content that they put out was adorable. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they're engaged.
I love
this. This is going to sound like a terrible thing.
What a dream
thing
for Justin Long.
It's like my vanilla dream.
Yeah.
Because they're both like vanilla and easy. You know what I mean? Like, Claire Danes is also vanilla, and I love her. She's my favorite. She's like Vanilla Bean. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and they're so easy and mild and not, like, they're not fighting with people. And she's so just lovely that I'm actually really excited to see what happens with these two.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I really am.
I am too. I like them a lot.
And I mean, just from knowing Justin Long coming in here, I'm like, they got to be great together.
Yeah, exactly.
And I like a funny man.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, like.
That's the only man
must.
I like.
It's a and must.
This man, he is hot. Okay, he's a hot man. He looks good. But I will take a solid 6 with a 10 sense of humor.
Yeah. Yeah,
sense of humor is important.
Sense of humor and a job are two of the most important things in a relationship.
But you also think about this, like, they're in it for the long haul, right? They're engaged. They're planning on being married. They want to be together forever. The personality is going to stay.
Yeah.
The looks can always fade. The personality is what you're marrying.
Are you guys planning on getting married?
Eventually, yeah.
You're into your man. You're really into your man.
Oh, yeah.
Not just because he's listening to this podcast now.
We are madly in love.
And how long have you guys been together?
Over a year.
And you're how old?
25.
When do you see yourself, like do you think you're going to be married by 27? Do you think you're married by 30? Do you get married by 35?
I don't have a timeline, but I would say, like, he's, like, ready. He's like, I want to get married to you whenever you say yes. Like, he's like, when you're ready, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When do you think?
I would say probably 27, 28, we'd be married.
That's not bad. That's not bad. I have been proposed to once, and I always thought I was going to be a young bride and a young mom. Like, I wanted to be that hot dude at the PTA with a 6-year-old who, like, everyone was like, oh, my God, he's so cute, you know? And then I turned 29, and something in me was like, oh, my God, thank God I didn't marry that guy, because I was a totally different – I'm a totally different person now. I think when you meet celebrities who, like them, get married later on in life, the lasting power is a little bit more because they know exactly who they are. They've been through the ups. They've been through the downs. And there's no more competition between the two of them. So they're, like, in a really good space.
Yeah, no, I think so, definitely. And I think they've both had their high-profile relationships and exes and everything. So it's like they've dated around, and now this is like where they're happy. So I'm
very excited.
I'm very
happy for them.
Me too.
Amazing pop culture moments we're getting right now from this Gwyneth Paltrow ski accident trial. It is top notch. You know, because at the end of the day, it's like, this doctor claims, you know, he was very seriously injured and has had health repercussions because of this accident where nobody really knows, because it's a he said, she said. He says she crashed into him. She says he crashed into her. And she's countersuing for $1. But this lawyer who was working on, you know, the doctor side, she is so funny, because I'm like, she's working, but she's also like, this is Gwyneth Paltrow.
She has stars in her eyes. When she said, you know, Gwyneth, you said fucking asshole. Yeah. And she wanted Gwyneth to say it back. And she goes, yes, I did. Yeah. I said it. You could tell she was like, oh, my God. She's in love. Like, she is short circuiting.
When she was like, how tall are you? And Gwyneth was like, you know, I'm a little under 5'10". She's like, I'm so jealous. You know, she's like, I got to wear 4-inch heels to be 5". Like, it was like, no, we don't need to know.
And then she wore the, and she was like, I'm Gwyneth Paltrow right now. It's like, you wish you were Gwyneth Paltrow. We know. We know that you wish you were Gwyneth Paltrow right now.
By the way, if you are coming off of the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial and you want that much excitement, this trial is not for you. This is more for everybody who's, like, just ever interested in Gwyneth Paltrow. But why is Nancy Grace not reporting live from Utah.
Oh my God.
Like, where is Nancy Grace when you need her?
Anytime there's a celebrity in court, I want to watch it. Like, that's what I said before. Like, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, it was way more serious. Like, this is a little bit more lighthearted because I think the guy's just trying to get his bag from Gwyneth Paltrow.
Well, we also shouldn't have seen the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial.
Yeah.
That should have. Yeah. And I'm not going to lie. I'm going to tell you.
That was invasive.
That was invasive. And yes, I watched most of it on my time off. But we shouldn't have gotten it.
It was crazy that we were able to watch that all.
It was just too much. And now she's never going to recover from it. And he's a man, so he's going to recover from it, which sucks. And I think they were, you know, unfortunately, kind of both at fault.
Yeah.
They were like fire and gasoline. Like, you know, I mean, you know, just, it's just crazy.
I didn't get when people were like, Johnny Depp didn't do anything wrong. I was like, I'm pretty sure we're hearing the voicemails and the text messages. Like, Amber Heard did a lot wrong, but Johnny Depp wasn't totally innocent.
1,000%. And the fact that, I mean, just let's just go with the fact that she may have slept with Elon Musk. All right. And as my best friend would say, I would do some strange for some change, but that's some strange.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, that is some strange.
This may be weird to say, but like, would be one of the ones I'd watch. You know, sex tape comes out, I'm clicking it immediately of Elon Musk with somebody because I want to know what that guy does.
I feel like it would be a lot of sweat.
Like, I'm intrigued into what that man, he's a freak.
I do not want to know.
Yeah.
But
if a video comes out of Elon Musk,
I would.
You're
you know
not
what
clicking?
No. I would not look. I would watch the transcripts because you know there's like.
Yeah, they're going to spell it out.
They're going to spell it out for me. Yeah. And you know, like, you know, I've read all those articles about like all the cuddle puddles in Silicon Valley. I truly think like all these rich guys, like, you know, Elon Musk and you have like Jeff Bezos, like they were nerds for a very long time. And then they got a lot of money and a lot of power. And all of a sudden, they're back to when they were 19, where they should have been doing all the wild things. And now they're doing them now.
Happens a lot with people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why I want to meet a millionaire. I do not want to date a billionaire. Because if you're a billionaire, that means that you have all the money in the world to request some of the craziest
billionaires
things.
Billionaires
are freaks. Billionaires are freaks. Yeah, and I'm not trying to go there. So give me a man who's worth a cute 250. Yeah.
1 to 5 mil.
What? Liquid.
Fine.
Liquid.
100.
Yeah, like liquid.
100 mil might even be too much.
No. Yeah, no, kind of.
I mean, liquid.
There you go. Tell me what you are.
It depends.
But billionaires, I just feel like when I hear the things about people, like, I'm just like, this is too much. Yeah. Like, I don't ever tell that to anybody else. Yeah.
They have no bounds.
They have no bounds. Their money have no bounds. Their imaginations have no bounds. It's like when you hear about, like when girls are like, oh yeah, I date a rock star. I'm like, oh, I mean, I feel like that man has like, God bless Brittany Ferlin or whatever her name is, who's married to Tommy Lee. Like, I bet that man has like entered so much, like so many things that like his imagination's like, what else can I put it in?
Yeah. They got some deals.
You're like, honey, here's 100. A donut and a hoop earring. Go have a good time.
They'll stick it into anything.
100%. I mean, and like, even just, talk about people having so, like, I do feel like Gwyneth Paltrow does kind of fall in that category of just, like, a woman with a lot of money, and she gets criticized for it all the time. I know, like, her diet blew up the internet last week, but this...
Bone broth.
This line of this lawyer saying, like, reading her statement of, like, you know, this really damaged, or what was the word she used? It was, like, it ruined her very expensive vacation.
She had to lose half a ski day.
She goes, I lost half a day of skiing.
Well, let me tell you something. When you have two kids and they have two friends and you had to lug up skis all the way and Utah is charging you $195 per pass.
You're taking this guy to court.
Guess what? I'm taking this guy to court. But I think what Goop is really doing... What I think Goop is really doing is she's saying, all right, $300,000, come on. that lady's paying $300,000 to get her and her family to Utah every time they fly a private jet. It's not easy.
Yeah, yeah.
She could have settled out of court. He would have taken $210,000. He would have taken $210,000. Let's be real. She sells that in 3 days on Goop.
Yeah.
What she's trying to do is set a precedent like Taylor Swift did years ago with the fact that you cannot just do this because I have wealth and because I have money. And she really believes it. And I think a lot of things changed the minute that that Taylor Swift thing happened when people were like, oh, this girl, not only does she have time, but she has the resources and she is going to punish me and I'm going to be out of not only a dollar, but attorney's fees.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I kind of respect Goop in a bit. I like her a lot. And I used to make fun of her.
Yeah.
I used to make fun of the Goop guide. And then I looked at it, and now I buy half my gifts from there. Like, it's really interesting.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Goop Kitchen in L.A. is one of the best places to order takeout from, and the portions are bumping.
I've heard that. I really want to try
it. And it's good. And I think Gwyneth Paltrow was the first ever celebrity who kind of cornered the bougie market and made it happen. Like, right, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
She had to walk so Anne Hathaway could run.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I also love Anne Hathaway.
Yeah.
You know?
Isn't it really interesting? Like, there are so many celebrity brands out there, countless. Everybody has a brand, but some of them can really just make it on their own. Like, Goop has taken on a life of its own without Gwyneth Paltrow, in a sense.
Yes.
Like, people can shop there. And then they find out, this is Gwyneth Paltrow's brand.
Yes.
Where other times it's like, J-Lo is like J-Lo's.
Right. Well, that's why it's so smart, because it's like she's always been made fun of for being out of touch. So why not make a company that is out of touch?
But I'm telling you right now.
But people love it.
No, no. Yeah. I'm telling you right now. I know this sounds crazy. Go on the website, and yes, there's a yoni egg that I won't ever use, or like a $5,000, foot infrared sauna that comes with Himalayan salt. Never gonna buy it. But if you really dig deep on the Goop website, you go from making fun of it to writing down notes and ordering things that you would never try before ever. My bone broth comes from there. I wasn't even a bone broth person, but my inflammation's out of control.
Yeah.
Like, so it's... It's one of those things where we make fun of it.
I'm going to be going on Goop right after this.
It's like the Kardashians. We made fun of them first. And then now we're like, give us all the Kylie
Skims. Skims is great.
Skims is great.
Yeah.
Skims is great.
Yep.
Yiddy from
Lizzo.
Lizzo is phenomenal.
Yeah.
You just got to, I don't know. Goop gets a bad rap.
Yeah.
But I think if you really break down what she's done, and she was one of the original Nepo babies.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you're a Nepo baby, this is a good example. When you're a Nepo baby, you have to try extra hard because you're always going to be Blythe's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So you have to make a name for yourself and you have to break out of that. And I think once she won that Oscar, she was like, okay, I'm good in acting. I know I can act. I've proven myself.
Yeah.
How can I break out of this and make a name for myself that has nothing to do with my parents? And that's where Goop was born.
Right.
Telling you.
Yeah. No, it's her. I mean, she is really, the entertainment factor is through the roof on this, for sure. And
it's very entertaining.
People always, you can say what you want about her. But one of my favorite things is that she just always forgets, like, what Marvel movies she was in. Like, she's just like, was I in that one? It's like, yes. Yes, you were.
I love her.
And you know
what?
And that's fine.
Why?
I'm not going to get mad at that.
No.
Why
it kills
do I
me.
Love
it
that is. You're so rich you don't know where the residual checks are coming from?
Exactly.
Like, you know what I mean?
There's sometimes you just got to, people will just get mad because they're jealous, but just put the jealousy aside and just take it for what it is. You're never going to be Gwyneth Paltrow, and that's fine. But at least we have her for entertainment and to laugh at and to just appreciate that human beings like that exist.
And by the way,
they're just walking around like, la-ti-da-ti-da.
And she is playing into it because she knows what people think. Like, when the Goop guy comes out, she puts the $50,000 to $2 million section first because she knows that people are going to talk about it. It's going to be on today's show. We're going to talk about it on E! News because it's so outrageous.
Yeah.
And then it's like, but scroll down and see what you can get for normal people that you may love. And I'm like, oh, I'm into this.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not.
It's working. Exactly. She knows what she's doing. She knows. They all know what they're doing.
All right. That office. You got to go to that office.
Oh yeah. We got to wrap it up. This was amazing. Oh, so I do have fun. One. It's quick. One final. I know you and Kyle are besties.
Yeah.
And a picture was going off yesterday of maybe Kim filming a little scene. Something was being filmed, and Kim was maybe back.
You guys, if that happens, I will be the most excited person. Yeah. And although I'm scared for any Richard sister to ever step foot on that show again after what happened last year.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I just want the sisters to love one another and be together. Kim Richards is some of the best TV I've seen. She's so funny. Yeah. I would love to see
that. Those were the best days on Beverly Hills.
Those were the scariest.
That's when I watched week to week and was like fully invested.
I wish I could go back. But it was sad. I wish I could go back and watch seasons 1 through 5. I've never seen them because it was such a roller coaster. At that point, I was working for Kyle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was such a roller coaster. And I saw what would happen on the back end. And I could never bring myself to watching the seasons. I would only watch the reunions because it was too traumatic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never seen the limo. I have not seen the limo scene.
Really? Not even like you're scrolling Instagram and somebody posted it and you're like, just scroll past.
I have never seen the limo scene. Wow. And I have never seen this last season, episode 3 of the reunion.
Wow.
Because with the conversation I had with her when she was leaving the reunion was so...
Yeah. I mean, it was sad to watch. Emotional. It was very sad to watch. Yeah.
That I've never brought myself to watching it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We love having you here. It's always a blast.
Everyone, make sure you're watching Justin on E! News.
Follow Justin on Instagram.
Yes, at Justin A. Sylvester, not Justina Sylvester, but I like that too.
Thank you. Also great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. You're bosses. This was everything. Get me liquored up at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Same. I don't usually do it either, but I said you couldn't drink alone.
I love it.
Thank you.
Thank you. I want to work here.
With golf season in full swing, Chevy wants to help you make the most of every drive, and the all-electric Blazer EV's bold design and dynamic performance make it the perfect electric vehicle to get you to the course in style and comfort. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another game of Beat Rhea and Fran. This is game number 70, and we are joined by the lovely Courtney and Maddie, who have been to one of our live shows in New York City, and they stalked Noah's parents all the way to Noah's email, and that is how they ended up on the show. So
shout out, Mr. and Mrs. Ives.
Noah is not shy of accepting bribes or whatever it is.
Whatever catches my attention.
You have to know how Noah's brain works and therefore write a catchy subject line.
And yesterday, one of the subject lines, I'm pretty sure it was the girl who wrote the Murray Norman thing. It was fuck, marry, kill. Matthew Mush. Thomas Mush. Smokes and no Ives is what they were.
See, that's like it really changed everybody's name just a little bit.
Yeah,
I got a lot of people's response being like, "Wait, Marty's last name isn't Mush? It's like his name is not Marty or Mush
or Mush."
Matt Cahill. Simple as it gets.
Yep.
All right, let's get into the game. I'm freaking ready.
I'm ready too. Okay, so 15 questions. Whoever has the most points at the end wins. If you get a question wrong, the other team can steal. As simple as that. If we're tied at the end, we have a overtime. To determine who goes first, Noah's going to give us a movie. We're going to individually guess the critics' Rotten Tomato score. Whoever is closest will get to go first. We will alternate guesses. Noah, what is today's movie?
Today's movie, shout out Nikki from Chicago, Bride Wars.
Oh,
good film, good movie. Film. All right, you ladies are up first.
Courtney or Maddie, why don't you go first?
My nails are disgusting. Okay,
I'm going to go... I feel like that's a good movie.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 72.
I like the movie a lot. One of my favorites.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 36.
Yeah. I was going to go closer. I'm going to go... Sure. Okay, I'm going to go 42.
I'm going to go 27.
You're the closest. It's 11.
Yeah, it's low.
Damn.
It's one of the critics to not like Bride Wars.
It's, good. It's a good film, in my opinion.
It is. I love it. I know. I left my rings and I feel naked.
Oh, my God. Same.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. God, I hope that doesn't throw me off my game. Now I'm like, I gotta keep my hands.
My game is so thrown off.
I always play with them when we do trivia too, and now I don't have them. I'm lost. Okay.
My nails are so disgusting right now. I'm so off my game.
Sit on your hands.
If we lose, I'm blaming my nails being really grown out.
I'll blame me not having my rings.
Okay. Question number one to Rhea and Fran. Shout out Janina from Queens. In the movie The Devil Wears Prada, what is the shade of blue of Anne Hathaway's top that Meryl Streep lectures her about?
I've only seen Devil Wears Prada one time.
Great movie.
Do you know the scene?
Yeah.
Can you replay the scene
to
me? No.
She just comes in because it's like this is blue, but then she's like, there's so many different other...
Let's just say a blue.
Eggshell?
5 seconds.
Eggshell. Eggshell blue.
Eggshell. Final answer.
Incorrect. To Maddie and Courtney.
I think it's cerulean. Let's just go with cerulean blue.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Correct.
I was going to say that's right. As soon as it came out of her mouth, I was like, that's right.
That's a good answer.
I did not know that.
That's a good first get.
Because I can hear Meryl Streep says cerulean.
Yeah.
Okay. 1-0, Maddie and Courtney. Question number two to them. Shout out Sierra from York, Pennsylvania. What is the name of the board game SpongeBob and Patrick play?
I literally was going to look at.
I don't know.
I have no
I'm
idea.
I'm not a good SpongeBob person.
Shoots and Ladders. I have no idea.
I don't know either.
Another board game.
10 seconds.
Shoots and Ladders. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Incorrect.
It's like the game is like Shoots and Ladders, but it's not called that.
Yeah.
Boats and.
Jellyfish.
15 seconds.
What's equivalent to chutes and ladders? I got nothing.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
Nothing?
Nothing.
L's and escalators.
Shit!
Or eels. It's eels and escalators.
Oh, I was going to say eels, but is that how you spell eels? Because I thought, I was like, eel, but
E-E-L-S.
Yeah, but I don't know. For some reason, I was like, there's got to be another E in
it. No, there is three E's in eels?
I don't know. Yeah, you know what? I was just like looking at it, and I'm like, eels make sense with it being underwater and everything, but like.
L's would be like just one E.
Yeah, I know. It just, that's such a weird word.
Dang it. I knew it.
I'm a freaking idiot.
Play on chutes and ladders. Eels and escalators.
Okay. Still 1-0, Maddie and Courtney. This is question number 3.
For the amount of hours that I watched SpongeBob as a child to get SpongeBob.
It's been a while,
question,
though, you know?
I know.
It can be, locked in our brains.
I know. It should be, a core memory somewhere.
Okay. This is question number 3 to Rhea and Fran. And this is who I was just saying, that subject line. Gabby and Molly from Lunenburg. And she wrote Still Team Murray.
Really great way to make an enemy of me. But
she's joking. She's joking. She loves all the
go
dogs.
Go on.
And she also wrote in big caps this time, I think.
This better be a good question.
What Drake song is this lyric from? All right, bottles on me, long as someone drink it.
Over.
I'm useless for this.
I feel like I didn't
use it. Hold on. Or Miss Me. I'm going to go Miss Me. Drake.
Final answer.
Yep.
Incorrect.
Can you say it again?
All right. Bottles on me. Long as someone drink it.
Should we just say over?
Yeah. I think it's over.
Okay.
Final answer.
Correct.
Thank you.
Second guess yourself.
It was. I said it right away, and I second guessed myself. I know.
The rivalry between Rhea and Gabby and Molly
continues. Always go with your gut. Gut reaction.
All right, 2-0. 2-0, Maddie and Courtney. This is question number 4 to them. Shout out Anne from Massachusetts. Put these American Idol contestants in order of which season they appeared on. Jennifer Hudson, Jordan Sparks, Catherine McPhee, Carrie Underwood.
So like oldest to newest?
Yeah.
I was going to say Jennifer Hudson. Jordan Sparks. What was the fourth? 15 seconds. Yeah. Okay. So, okay. It goes Carrie Underwood, Jennifer Hudson, Catherine McPhee, Jordan Sparks.
Final answer?
Yes. Yeah.
Incorrect.
Ooh, I thought that was it. I would maybe switch Catherine and Jennifer Hudson then. Carrie Underwood, Catherine McPhee, Jennifer Hudson, Jordan Sparks. Carrie Underwood's early, so I think that those are those.
Shit.
10 seconds.
Jennifer Hudson after Jordan Sparks, because I don't remember her being on the show.
No. I don't think so.
Is Catherine McPhee before Carrie Underwood?
All right, time is up.
All right, Carrie Underwood, Catherine McPhee, Jennifer Hudson, Jordan Sparks.
Incorrect. The correct answer is Jennifer Hudson won.
She's one?
Jennifer Hudson was on season 3.
What was Carrie Underwood, 4?
Carrie Underwood, season 4. Catherine McPhee, season 5. Jordan Sparks, season 6.
Oh, man.
All right. Still 2-0. Maddie and Courtney. This is question number 5 to Rhea and Fran. Shout out Paige and Nicole from Chicago. In Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, who gave Harry the love potion which Ron mistakenly took?
God, I can see her stupid face.
5.
Oh, this is us?
Yeah.
Alright, time is up.
I can't pull a name.
Okay, to Maddie and Courtney.
I can literally picture her face too, but I cannot think of her name for the life of me. Oh my god.
Fuck, what is her name?
Definitely. I wish I was paying attention because I have a guess.
Definitely not Ginny.
I have no idea. I'm not a Harry Potter. Seconds. No.
This is gonna kill me. I don't know. Say a name. I keep thinking Luna Lovegood, but I know it's not her.
All right, okay, time is up.
Panel answer. Yeah.
Sure. Incorrect. The correct answer is, what is your guess?
I was gonna say Luna.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Romolda Vane.
Romolda Vane. Yeah.
Okay.
I kept in my head. I kept saying Rowena, which is just Ravenclaw, but it was, yeah.
It's still 2-0, Maddie and Courtney. The next two questions have the same theme. Shout out Megan from Minneapolis. And this is to Maddie and Courtney. Which of these people has not done a Hot Ones interview? A, MGK. B, Nelly. C, Wiz Khalifa. D, Jack Harlow.
It's Hot Ones. It's when they eat the hot wings.
I
think he's done the chicken shop, but I don't think he's done. You know what I'm talking
about? Yeah.
I don't know.
What are the other ones? I keep forgetting.
Can you repeat the names?
Sorry.
Yeah. MGK, Nelly, Wiz Khalifa, Jack Harlow. 5 seconds.
I don't think it's.
Time is up.
The Jack Harlow final answer.
Incorrect.
I think it's Nelly. I was gonna say Nelly also. I just feel like Nelly hasn't done a Hot Ones.
Yeah, I think it's Nelly.
Yeah, let's go Nelly. Final answer.
Correct.
Finally. Jesus.
He went with the obvious one. Yeah. I really thought it was going to be that.
All right. 2-1, Maddie and Courtney. It's question number 7.
Also a hot one. Yes. Question.
She sent in 2, and I was like, that's kind of fun. So, shout out Megan again from Minneapolis. This is Tari and Fran. Which of these people has not done a Hot Ones interview? A. Jennifer Lawrence.
I was going to say, it's going to be all girls now.
B. Cara Delevingne. C. Scarlett Johansson. D. Margot Robbie.
This is us?
Yeah.
It's,
Margot has.
Cara Delevingne.
Cara Delevingne.
Oh, so who's the first one?
Scarlett Johansson.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer
Cara
Lawrence.
Cara Delevingne. Scarlett Johansson. Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie has...
Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson has.
Okay. So...
10 seconds.
Well, let's go Cara then.
I'm going to say Cara Delevingne.
Final answer.
Incorrect.
Oh my god. I'm sick of being wrong.
I guess. Yeah. All right. Jennifer Lawrence.
Final answer.
Yeah, I don't know.
Correct.
Just handed that on a silver platter again.
All right.
Yeah.
3-1. Maddie and Courtney. And this is question number 8 to them. Shout out Bridget from Seattle. In 2009, what film franchise did the Jonas Brothers make an appearance in as the voice of three characters?
Is that the Night Museum? Weren't they like the Cherubs at the end?
Would that timeline would line up?
Right, because that's like Fly With Me was in that, I think.
Okay, let's go with that.
It could be so wrong. I think it's one of the Night in the Museum movies.
Correct.
Final answer?
Correct. Night at the Museum 2.
Yeah. Oh my god, we're getting destroyed.
That's exactly what it is. Well, let's also
have gotten that.
Let's also remember that we gave them straight up 2 answers.
But they gave you the first hot one, kind of.
Barely.
Okay. 4-1. Maddie and Courtney. This is question number 9 to Tari and Fran. Shout out Amelia.
It's gotta be my nails, but one just came off.
From Boston.
Bad sign.
Bad.
Shout out Amelia from Boston.
I need a clipper. Okay, sorry.
In what Disney Channel series does a character get stuck inside a giant model of a stomach at a science museum?
It's That's So Raven. It's for the show or the character?
In what Disney Channel series does a character get stuck inside a giant model of a stomach at a science museum?
That's So Raven.
Okay, go for it.
That's So Raven.
I was going to say, trust your gut.
I wasn't going to second that one.
Trust your gut.
Yeah.
For
yep,
the stomach question. Yeah.
Okay.
Got it.
4-2. Maddie and Courtney. I'm going to play a movie clip. This is question number 10. And you tell me what movie it's from. And this is to Maddie and Courtney.
Morning.
Good morning.
Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Okay.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Great.
The Truman Show?
Correct.
We're getting crushed. You know, we were due for a loss. I feel like we've won like the last 10 times.
You can make a comeback.
I'm just sorry. Yeah, there's still time. Yeah. Yeah.
We still got our hopes up right now.
5-2. Maddie and Courtney. This is question number 11 to Rhea and Fran. Shout out Sam from Montreal. Also, I didn't do a shout out for that clip. That was Isabel from Little Rock, Arkansas. Okay, question number 11, Sam from Montreal. In Gossip Girl, what brand dress does Jenny Humphrey steal from Hazel's mom?
I don't know. What is kind it of realm are we in here?
Is it Bergdorf's
is the department store.
10 seconds.
I don't know. I've got you can guess that.
3. Time is up.
Bergdorf Goodman's final answer.
Incorrect.
BCBG is popping into my head, but I know that's not right because it's not like
15 seconds.
no idea.
I have no idea.
Five.
Should I just guess? Yeah. We'll just say BCBG, Final Answer. It's not right.
Incorrect.
Can I get, is it Stella McCartney?
No.
Okay, that would have been my other guess.
Valentino.
Oh, sure. Dang it. No recollection of that at all.
Okay. Question number...
I'm Gossip Girl trivia is not for me.
It's been so long since
I've
seen it.
Yeah, and I have... Like, it's not one that I'm... I like to rewatch it, but it's not one that I'm, like, actually going to do a full rewatch. Yeah.
Question number 12. This is to Maddie and Courtney.
I would like to put in a request to the listeners for some more One Tree Hill questions.
I feel like we've done that before. And then we get an influx.
Yeah.
And then it fades away.
And I would like them to come back.
Okay.
I like Friends.
Do you?
I like Friends.
You like Friends?
Yeah.
I feel like every time we have a Friends one, you guys don't get it.
But I like to
But
think.
We still like it. Okay. We still like Friends a lot.
Just because we get it wrong doesn't mean we don't like it.
All right. Well, okay, maybe if you guys can get to overtime, there will
be a Friends question. Next question.
Okay. Question number 12, and this is to... Now I lost my train. This is to Maddie and Courtney.
Yeah.
Okay. Shout out Mackenzie from Kansas City. What three songs from Taylor Swift's album Fearless does she sing on the Eras Tour?
Fearless. I think it's Love Story. Is Love Story Fearless? Yes. Yeah, Love Story.
You're the Taylor Swift girly.
Three.
10 seconds.
Oh, You Belong With Me. Final Answer.
Say them again one more time.
Damn it. Yeah. Fearless, Love Story, and You Belong With Me. Final Answer.
Correct.
I was hoping these girls are good.
I was hoping the clock was going to run out.
All right.
Maddie's good. Maddie is on
she's
her
carrying, She's carrying us. I got the Truman Show.
That seals a victory for them.
Yeah.
Shit.
I knew. Congrats, guys. Like, there was no way we're coming back. You guys are crushing that. Yeah.
Okay.
No rings and a nail broke. I'm not normally superstitious, but that was actually weird.
Mine didn't break it. I peeled it off mid-show. So it is what it is. You guys crushed it.
All right. Question number 13. Shout out to Sam from Montreal again. Story and Fran. In the Hunger Games world, what is the genetically engineered wasp that can cause hallucinations called?
No idea. No idea. What?
It's called the, I don't fucking remember.
Nothing.
I have nothing.
Okay, Maddie and Courtney.
Man, I've been off the last two games.
Nothing.
I guess
you'll know it when I say it.
Yeah, I can picture them.
I can picture it
too. I'm not going to remember the name of it.
Wasp that can what?
That can cause hallucinations.
Yeah.
Oh.
10 seconds.
We don't know.
Something sleeper?
Nothing?
No.
Okay. It's Tracker Jacker.
Tracker Jacker. Yep.
Oh, I wouldn't have got that.
I never was going to remember that.
Okay. Yeah. Question number 14 to Maddie and Courtney. Shout out Mackenzie from Kansas City. I hope there's no cheating going on over there.
No, there's not. Sorry. What would I even be cheating on? There was no question.
No, I know. I'm just calling you out. Shout out Mackenzie from Kansas City. Name four songs that were nominated for the 2023 Grammys Song of the Year.
As It Was is definitely one.
That one.
Easy on Me, maybe. But
10 seconds.
Popular songs. What's a Beyonce song?
Five.
Break My Soul.
Yeah, Break My Soul. Okay,
Time is up. To Ryan Friend.
Yeah, we can.
Okay, As It Was.
My brain is broken.
As It Was.
Anything.
A B C D E F U.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cuff It or Break My Soul. I think Cuff It.
I go Break My Soul.
All right, well, Break My Soul.
15
and then,
seconds.
Come on. Popular, All Too Well.
All Too Well, 10-minute version?
Yeah, All Too Well.
Correct.
Nice.
You didn't even use, did you even use Azawell? You didn't even use Azawell.
Yes, I did.
Oh,
yeah,
did.
We,
okay.
So we did use Azawell.
Yeah. What is A, D, C, D, E, F, U?
A, B, C, D, A, F, U, and your mom and your sister and your job and your breakdown card.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
You went, not yet, still don't know.
No, I think that rings a bell. Yeah. Okay.
How have you not heard that?
I don't know. I don't listen to the radio, so I only listen to what I like.
But even like on TikTok, that was TikTok. Everywhere.
No, that's
TikTok.
Probably where I've heard that little part. Okay. 6-3, Maddie and Courtney. This is the final question to Rian Fran. Shout out Rachel from Chicago. Who plays Miley's crush in the first ever episode of Hannah Montana?
Corbin Bleu.
Final answer.
That's been a question.
Correct.
Corbin Bleu.
Wait, what'd you say?
Oh, I feel like that's been a question, but
it
definitely has.
Has it?
Has it? I don't think so.
I don't think so. I
feel like
shirt.
Not written in that way. But yeah. Like,
I don't think
maybe
so.
Who, really?
I'm gonna do a search.
Somebody
right
that
now.
Like guest starred in the like who guest starred in the first episode of Hannah Montana, something along those lines. Not love interest. Can you do a general search?
Yeah, because when I was working on I have like a whole.
Can you just
document.
Do a search for Corbin Bleu?
Yeah, that's what I'll do.
Because now I'm actually curious, also.
Let's see. There's only two ever up until this point.
About Corbin Bleu?
About Corbin Bleu. That one's not it. No. Actually, no. Just one time he's ever been mentioned.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, that didn't seem familiar to me.
The other one was Order These High School Musical Actors from Oldest to Youngest.
I just feel like that is always a big...
I
think there was another first episode of Hannah Montana question.
Or there was another Hannah Montana, like, what was her crush's name or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel like any Hannah Montana trivia... That is always included.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ladies, well done.
Yeah, well
very
done.
Good
well
job.
Done. Final
we score. Kicked our butts.
6-3. Yeah.
Wow. That was a good game.
Six.
Yeah,
I like a little.
Yeah. No, thank three. You.
Yeah.
Also.
You helped us out.
Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
I like a little competition.
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we were kind of due for a loss.
Keeps us young.
Yeah. but a well-deserved
yes.
Win. You guys were on top of your game big time.
Very much so.
Happy and, to be on here.
Yeah. Well done, guys.
Yeah.
And if you get a chance, can you just email Noah your address and sizes? And
or
guys,
call my parents. And
yeah,
tell them.
You can just text them.
Yeah.
And you guys,
yeah, you guys get a t-shirt.
Yeah, tell them thanks.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys
yeah.
will get a Beat Rian Fran t-shirt. So
t-shirt says, I beat Rian Fran.
Yeah.
Rare.
It's not, there's not
yeah,
that many
getting,
out there.
Yeah. Getting less rare, but rare.
Yeah.
Well, the more games we do, the more we're bound to lose, Noah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for playing.
Yeah, thank you. So nice.
Bye. Thank you guys. All right, that wraps up today's episode of Chicks in the Office. Make sure you guys tune into Cutting Stems tonight on YouTube. We'll see if I'm dressed like a clown or if I'm celebrating. And we have a great rest of the week coming your way. Hopefully you guys are subscribing on YouTube if you haven't already. We love you guys, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday. I can feel it take a hold.
cause I'm so